Fishing is so much more than the act of catching fish. It's contemplative, social, and it connects us with our origins. Whether you're fly fishing or spinning, walking a stream and seeing nature at balance adds a dimension to the trout fishing experience. And while I'm on the topic of spring in the outdoors, a massive expansion of the Spring Bear Hunt pilot project has opened opportunities for us to once again enjoy yet another example of how we can achieve great things when we stand together.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
my longtime fishing buddy Ole Perun from Sail Outdoors is here to give us some trout fishing tips for this weekend. Bear hunting expert John Logaman from East Hill Outdoors talks about the Spring Bear Hunt Pilot Project expansion and how you can get started bear hunting this spring. Senior wildlife biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mark Rickman, talks to the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry Enforcement Specialist, David Critchlow, about new bear baiting regulations, plus the Yozuri Outdoor Quiz, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes?
These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce, tough, proven.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. This weekend marks the opening of trout season in Ontario. Check with the regulations for closures and sanctuaries before heading out. I first started trout fishing with today's guest at Wilmot Creek in Newcastle, Ontario, over 30 years ago. Back then, he used a Fenwick fiberglass fishing rod and a Zebco Cardinal spinning reel. He now works at Sail Outdoors, where the latest in high-tech fishing technology can be found. And fiberglass fishing rods are a thing of the past.
Yeah. So I'm at Sail Outdoors, shopping, of course. Ran into an old friend of mine, Ole Perun. He works at Sail. And we're just talking about creek fishing, something that you and I love to do. And not the type where you go down and, you know, fish for the big steelhead. The stuff where you're climbing over beaver houses and walking up to your knees in water and that sort of thing. So getting prepared to do this type of fishing, first of all, your fish are going to be 7 inches to maybe 15 inches would be a big one in the creek.
If you can get a 15-incher, that's a beauty.
That's a big one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fits in a frying pan perfectly.
Well, and that's true. And good eating. Brown trout, brook trout, small rainbow trout, they're abundant in Ontario. They're in streams all over Ontario. What kind of rod and reel? Now, you could probably fly fish, but what about spinning? What would we use for a spinning outfit?
Well, in the bigger tributaries, you could go with a 9-foot rod and along the northern tributaries of Lake Ontario. But when you go into the back creeks, I go to a shorter 4-4.5-foot rod, a little bush rod, small 1,000 series reel on it because you're not casting far, and it's easily transported through the bush, so you're not going to break a tip.
So that's why you're using a short rod, because you're walking through a lot of thick woods with it. Fishing line. Now, we're fishing around beaver houses and log jams,
absolutely. But the size of a fish will dictate the size, the strength of your line. You don't need anything super duper. You just have a 4-pound test,
right.
Light line, small rod and reel, and small tackle, and you're all set.
So we're going to keep it small. Hook size?
So hook size would be probably a 12 or a 14 or 16. We're very tiny hooks. It's all you need.
Right. So the higher the number we go, the smaller the hook.
The smaller the hook.
So a 16 would be probably the size of my baby fingernail.
Probably half of that, even half of that.
Yeah, so that's pretty tiny. I don't think I could see to tie that on. I'd have to get you to help me with that one. Sinkers, something to bring it down to the bottom of the creek.
So for sinkers, if you're using a single hook, we would use small BBs, small split shots.
Right.
One to start with, just to see how slowly your bait is sinking into the strike zone. And if it's not a deeper hole, you need a little bit faster, you'd add one or two or three split shots just to get it down in the strike zone.
So we're going to adjust our weight to make sure that it gets down, obviously, to where the fish are. Do we want it to sit still where the fish are, or do we want to do this drifting thing where it actually moves with the current?
I like to move with the current. It looks like a natural bait, looks like natural food flowing downstream, and the fish will come out from their hiding spots and engulf your bait that you're presenting to
them. Yeah, the more natural it looks, I guess that's what you're doing. You're selling this to them, right?
Absolutely. It's all in the presentation.
More stream trout fishing with Ole from Sail Outdoors after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you harvest a hen wild turkey in the spring? We'll have the answer when we return after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha.
Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you harvest a hen wild turkey in the spring? You can harvest a hen wild turkey in the spring. The beard is the only legal identifying characteristic that makes a wild turkey harvestable in the spring, and some hens do have beards. Keep in mind, if you shoot a bearded hen, it may have eggs in it.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to Tips on Stream Fishing for Trout with Ole from Sail Outdoors.
So if somebody comes here and they want to buy some bait to put on that tiny hook, what are they looking at for bait for these small trout?
Well, the trout are going to be, they're programmed to eat eggs, which they produce themselves. So you would imitate possibly with a little roe bag, possibly with a single salmon egg.
Okay.
And then we go to the smaller rubber worms, or obviously can't give up the real dew worms.
The real McCoy, eh?
Absolutely. Little red worms and dew worms.
Now, could you use a fly, even though you don't have a fly rod? Could you put a fly on your line and throw it in there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A fly as like a woolly bugger. You could throw down there, which would imitate a leech, a freshwater leech, or even just a little nymph will fly. Will do it. It's something they see naturally in the water, and that's part of their food chain.
Now for clothing, and I know, you know, when we were kids, we threw on the running shoes and just walked in the water, and we didn't bring bug repellent or anything like that. But preparing yourself, because you're going to be hiking for the day, you're going to be on these remote little creeks with lots of uneven terrain. What would you recommend in terms of, you know, do you need waders?
As a beginner, you may just want to get a basic pair of booted waders that will get you across little streams and rivers so you can safely get through. Again, you could start with just a pair of running shoes if you don't mind getting wet, but yes, a nice pair of waders so you can get through safely and into some of the deeper pockets. You can safely traverse the rivers.
So some waders. I notice you're wearing a fishing vest as part of what you wear in the store, but handy for keeping
absolutely
your stuff?
You got to have a multi-pocketed fishing vest. I assign pockets for one side for hooks and one side for split shots, and then swivels, little spare line. You have your forceps or hemostats for pulling the hook out, possibly carrying a net that might come on a little net, elastic band with you, and maybe a satchel to keep your catch of the day with you.
Yeah, you don't want to put the fish in a plastic bag. It'll make them go bad. You want to keep them, like, the air coming to them.
Yep.
So you keep a creel, that sort of thing, or maybe a little stringer.
A string or two, yep. Then you got to pick it up and carry it with you as you're going through. But satchel bag or a creel, you can throw over your shoulder and you're all set.
Which is perfect and tasty. I mean, we both love eating them, that's for sure.
Nothing better than a fresh fry on the side of the river at the end of the day.
Yeah, and don't forget the bug spray, because in the springtime, obviously, you're walking along a creek with lots of cedars and bogs, and there's lots of mosquitoes, and we want to watch that we don't get Lyme disease, too. We want to make sure we got those protective boots on so that the ticks don't get at us.
Yep, that's why I stay in the river.
Yeah. So if you stay in the water, that'll be less likely to have it. So are you heading out this spring? Are you going to be going out and doing this kind of thing? It's been years since I've gone.
I don't miss one ever. I'm out every trout opener on the local streams here, and then I usually go up north, and I have a couple little spots that I like to catch my limit and have a nice fish fry at the end of the day.
Well, I know we both have our tips for the listeners. Mine would be something that you and I picked up on a long time ago, and that's early bird catches a worm. Get there early in the morning. Get there first light. That's when they bite best. And go on a day after a rain when the water's got a little bit of dinginess to it. It seems to get the fish out of that cover and give you better bites. For you, what would you give for a tip for our listeners?
My tip would be gather some fresh dew worms. Have a little worm box on your waist pocket, around your waist, on your belt. And also bring some MEPS or Panther Martin, little spinner baits like that for the deeper holes. You'll be able to, even in the rapids, you can run a small spinner bait through there, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I know you like culverts, too.
And my culverts are
awesome.
Don't
tell them where ours is.
Yeah, don't pass up those. Culvert fishing is always ideal. You never know what's hiding in there.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad telling me about this culvert that he fished, and he caught a 2-pound brook trout fishing. And we're not talking about the little metal ones. We're talking about those big concrete ones you're rolling your eyes like, oh, I can't wait to go now. So some tips for you there. Again, make sure the dress is appropriate, and keep the air coming to those fish so they don't spoil, and enjoy.
Happy fishing. Keep a sharp hook out there, and don't pass up small or big culverts. They're always something hiding in there.
Perfect. Thanks, Olay.
Have a great day.
Well, trout season opens in Ontario this weekend. You need to check with your local regulations for details. Play it safe when fishing around areas with current, and always tell someone where you're going and when you intend to return. Hunting for black bear this spring when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus. Quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. The province of Ontario announced the official expansion of the Spring Bear Hunt Pilot Project on February 19th. 2016. The expansion provides hunting opportunities in 88 wildlife management units and includes the participation of non-resident hunters effective May 1st. This return of a lost opportunity serves as a reminder that things that are easily lost are not always easily returned. The provincial government, amid pressure and propaganda from animal rights activists, originally canceled the Spring Bear Hunt in 1999. A three-year court battle ensued, and the OFAH was the only group left defending the rights of black bear hunters across Ontario. For 17 years, the fight continued to have the hunt reinstated, and no one worked harder in that time frame to bring back the Spring Bear Hunt than the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Years of advocacy on this file resulted in the introduction of a pilot project 2 years ago and the five-year expansion of the pilot, which was initially announced in the fall of 2015. While the expansion of the Spring Bear Hunt pilot project is a huge step in the right direction, the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters will always push for sustainable bear management to include a spring hunt. Okay, so joining us today is John Logeman from East Hill Outdoors. How are you doing, John?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Good. So luckily for us, we've got our some spring bear hunting that we can do in Ontario now. This hasn't been in effect since 1999, so all of us are kind of... I was just chatting with you earlier there saying, I've never even spring bear hunted for before, and I don't think you have either.
No, I haven't. I've done the fall bear hunt, and I think you're going to pretty well cover everything in the spring as you would in the fall. I've talked to a lot of guys that hunt in the spring as well, so we're getting some insight on the spring bear hunt.
Yeah, there you go. So for our listeners out there maybe just going to get started and try it this spring, and I do encourage everybody to get out and do some hunting this spring because this is a great opportunity. Where would you begin to look for black bears in Ontario in terms of landscape?
Well, right now they're starting to come out of their dens and they're going to be looking for some food. Most of the time they live near the swamps. You don't want to set up in a low-lying area, because your scent, it just hangs in that area. So you want to be up a little bit higher and possibly have your bait a bit downwards, but you want to be fairly close to the swamps. That's where they're going to live.
Okay, so they basically live in swamps. And I guess if we're going to go out and pre-scout, we'd look for tracks, scat, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, you'll see it. And as the spring increases and gets closer to summer, it's going to get better and better. The bears have to eat, and things are starting to grow shortly, and they'll be looking for food.
There you go. So as far as gear goes, outside, I guess obviously we're going to need to bring our usual hunting clothing, and we have to wear our Hunter Orange when we're on the ground, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But over and above that, some things that are different in spring than they are in the fall. What do we need in terms of gear?
Yeah, you have to be prepared for the weather, of course, and you try to be as scent-free as possible, just like you would in the fall. It seems like the larger bears seem to get downwind of you, so you got to be prepared for that. And the ozonics really helps, and baiting right now, try to use some high-concentrated smells, like we have a cherry burst here, and we have caramel that you mix with grease, and when you put the grease out with the smell, the bears will hit it, and it'll track it all through the woods, and the smell, it'll just increase.
Interesting. And what are ozonics? And we're talking in terms of, obviously, something here that's going to mask or eliminate your scent.
Yeah, ozonics really help. There's a proper way to set it up. It's actually a product. It's battery-operated, and it produces ozone. And it actually, when it produces ozone, the molecules break up, and they attach to the first thing they come to, which would be your scent. And it disperses your scent, and it's like a bear smelling you from 500 yards away compared to 20 yards, and they'll get used to it. They might go on a bit of an alert, but then they'll all settle down and come in to feed.
And in case everybody didn't know, bears have a tremendous sense of smell, probably as good or superior to your dog.
Oh, yeah. They'll be sniffing the whole time coming in, and most of the bears will know you're in the tree stand. But if you can be as scent-free as possible and wait for them to settle down, your opportunities will increase.
We will return with more spring bear hunting after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what?
you could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Invasive plants are known to spread along walking trails and other natural areas people like to visit. You can help stop their spread by checking for and removing any seeds or plant parts that may have attached to your footwear, gear, or pets before you leave the trail. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with John Logaman from East Hill Outdoors on spring bear hunting. So setting up a tree stand, obviously watching maybe the prevailing wind so that you know that the wind isn't going to be blowing your scent towards where you think that they're going to be coming through or where they regularly come through. And then, of course, setting up a bait. Is there a certain distance that you prefer in terms of how far it is from your tree stand?
If you're an archery hunter, we like to set our baits up approximately 20 yards. And if you have to go in with the wrong winds, that's where the Ozonics plays a big game. It really improves your chances. Guns, I think most of the guys that shoot guns are roughly 50 yards to 75 yards from the bait. So your chances may be improved because you're quite a ways from the bait.
Yeah, a little bit more distance there. And and some important things to remember. So I'm picturing myself in my tree stand with my Ozonics and all this great stuff that you have at East Hill Outdoors to bait. Some other important things that you can think of that might help us to harvest a bear this spring.
Well, another thing you may want is some type of bug repellent.
Yeah.
As it gets closer to summer, the bugs are definitely going to be out. I've heard that from a lot of spring bear hunters. And I've heard the coats on the bears are extremely beautiful in the spring before they start rubbing, and there won't be as much fat on the bear as well. So if you shoot a smaller bear in 100-plus-pound range, you'll get superior meat off of that for sure.
Yeah, they're delicious to eat, and I heard the same thing from Ron over at Ron's Taxidermy. You won't find a nicer coat on them than you will in the spring, which, I mean, to me, I think if they were, you know, sleeping all winter, it wouldn't be. But apparently, yeah, they are very, very nice. And the bears that we've always obviously tried to target in the fall are the smaller bears, too. Like you say, the 18 to 24-month-old 100-pound bears, delicious to eat, that's for sure.
It's very hard to predict the size of a bear by just quickly glancing at it because they all look large. But, again, you do not want to shoot a sow with cubs. That's definitely against the rules. It's just nice to see the bears. That could be your best hunt, not even shooting a bear. Just watching the sow with cubs come around and getting close to mating season, they say, and the boars will be around. Just give them some time. But just watching a live bear and how they react, it's just the greatest night.
Yeah, it really is. And I encourage our listeners who are going to go out and try some spring bear hunting to make sure that you check the regulations, because as John alluded to, there's rules and regulations that we need to follow. Very, very important.
Yeah, and they change from year to year, and some areas I think you still can get two bear tags. Most areas are one, so if you use your tag up in the spring, obviously you can't hunt in the fall, but you can party hunt as long as everybody has a tag as well.
Yeah, what a great opportunity. So now we not only have turkeys in Ontario for spring hunting, but also bears. And John down at East Hill, if anybody's in the, I guess it's Orono, Greater Toronto East area, go down and see John Logaman, or I guess Craig Greentree if he's around too. These guys really know their bears, and
they can certainly help point you in the right direction.
Thanks very much, Randy, and I'm looking forward to seeing some new customers.
Yeah, for sure, and I'm looking forward to seeing some new bears. You have yourself a great day, lad.
Thank you.
Important changes to the bear regulations when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They proved themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Senior wildlife biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mark Rickman, recently discussed the new black bear baiting regulations with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry Enforcement Specialist David Critchlow. This discussion is also available at ofah.org/issues/springbearhunt.
Recently, Ontario's Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry announced a 5-year extension of the Spring Bear Hunt pilot project. The hunt will now be available in all 88 wildlife management units that currently have a fall bear hunt and will allow non-residents to participate. It will also impose some restrictions on the practice of bear baiting. We've asked David Critchlow, Provincial Enforcement Specialist for the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, to join us to provide some clarification on these changes. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks.
So, David, to start, can you give us just a brief summary of the new baiting restrictions?
So, in general, the baiting restrictions restrict the placement of bait within 500 meters of a dwelling, 500 meters of a public building, 200 meters of a right-of-way for public vehicular traffic, or 200 meters of a recreational trail. And one thing that's important to note is that the bear baiting restrictions do not only apply during the spring bear hunt, they also will apply during the fall hunt.
That's a good reminder. Thank you. So does the dwelling only include someone's primary residence, their home, their main home?
No, a dwelling is anything that's set up to be lived in. So it could be the primary residence. It could also be a cottage, a trapper's cabin, a hunt camp. Anything like that, if it's set up for someone to live in, it constitutes a dwelling.
Okay. If the dwelling is leased or if it's rented, can a hunter obtain written permission to hunt near that property or on that property from the occupier, or does it have to come from the landowner?
Okay, so we're talking two different things here now. First is the placement of bait, mm-hmm. and second is hunting. Mm-hmm. So to hunt there, the occupier can give permission to the hunter. Okay. But for the placement of bait, it has to be the owner of the dwelling who gives that permission.
Okay. And is a hunter required to carry that written permission from the owner or the occupier, whether they're hunting or baiting, on them while they're hunting?
So again, the hunter might not necessarily need any permission at all. If the hunter is hunting without trespassing, mm-hmm. but they didn't place the bait, they don't actually need permission from the occupier or the owner of the dwelling. It's the person who places the bait who needs that permission. They do not have to have they have to have written permission, but they do not have to have that permission on their person when they're placing the bait.
Okay, fair enough. Now, is there a specific form that somebody could use to obtain written permission?
There isn't, but it's important that it lays out the essentials. It has to have the name of the person who granted permission and the location where the permission has been granted from, and any other restrictions that that owner may wish to place, timing or other conditions.
Fair enough. Public buildings would obviously include things like schools and community centers and things like that, but does it extend to things like hydro buildings and things like that might not be open to the public but are on essentially public land?
So if the building is not open to the public, then it's not a public building under the definition in the regulation. A public building is any commercial or non-commercial establishment, so your schools, your community halls, but it also would include hotels or restaurants.
More on the new bear baiting regulations after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio, Senior Wildlife Biologist with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, Mark Rickman, recently discussed the new black bear baiting regulations with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry Enforcement Specialist David Critchlow. This discussion is also available at ofah.org/issues/springbearhunt.
So I think that most hunters are probably more concerned about the restrictions around rights of way and trails. So with that in mind, who can legally mark a trail?
So for marking a trail, if an organization is maintaining a trail, establishing and maintaining a trail, they can mark it. But you can, if there's a trail that's already out there on the landscape, you can't just have somebody come along and mark it saying, this is now a trail that belongs to my organization. It has to be an established organization. It has to be an established trail. It has to be maintained by them. So again, if someone just goes out and marks a trail and they're not doing anything to maintain that trail, they can't mark it for the purposes of the baiting regulation.
Okay. Now, can you give me one or two examples of a marked trail that is maintained by an organization in Ontario?
So the Bruce Trail, very popular hiking trail in southwestern Ontario, is such a trail. And also the Trans-Canada Trail that cuts across the province of Ontario in different parts would also be considered a trail for the purposes of this.
Okay. So I know in northern Ontario, forest access roads are going to be a concern. How does the restriction apply to forest access roads?
So in general, Mark, if the public can drive on it, it's a right-of-way for public vehicular traffic. That's in general. I can't give you specifics for every single road in northern Ontario right now because I just don't know. But the way the regulation is worded, it's essentially the restriction applies in essentially the same area as a restriction on discharging a firearm on or across the right-of-way for public vehicular traffic. So if you can't discharge a firearm on it, then you can't bait within 200 meters of it. The best thing to do is to talk to the local conservation officers. They are the ones who are going to be enforcing this. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are going to know whether they would lay a charge there or not. So they're the ones who are going to be able to tell you, yes, it applies here, no, it does not apply here.
Yeah, that's good advice. So for seasonally maintained roads, does the baiting restriction only apply during the time that it's seasonally maintained?
That's a really good question, because unlike the discharge of firearm aspect of the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act that says it does not apply during a time period when the road's not maintained, the bear baiting regulation doesn't say that. So technically it applies at all times of year. However, if a road's not maintained, and let's say, you know, you get an early snowfall in November when the bear season's still open and you just can't drive down it, mm-hmm. it's probably not a right of way for public vehicular traffic at that point, unless of course people are using snowmobiles on it. Then potentially it is. So there's no set in stone answer on that one.
Fair enough. So what about railway beds and hydro corridors, the trails that go down those big, wide-open hydro line corridors? Yeah. Now, do they fit into that?
So railway beds do not. Railway beds, especially ones that are still used by railways, mm-hmm. those are not rights of way for public vehicular traffic. The public is not allowed on them.
Right.
Hydro corridors, if there's a service road on the hydro corridor that the public is allowed to access and drive on, it could be a right-of-way for public vehicular traffic. Again, it's going to depend on the local specific conditions surrounding that right-of-way or that hydro corridor.
Okay, well, so far you've been very helpful, David, and thank you again for your time. Do you have any additional or final advice for hunters if they are still uncertain about how to approach this and whether or not they might be hunting legally or illegally?
Absolutely. If you're not sure, talk to the local conservation officers. They're going to know. They're the ones who are enforcing it in the area. They are going to know exactly where they're going to apply it and where they're not.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, Mark.
For more information on the new Spring Bear Hunting Pilot Project Expansion and baiting regulations, go to ofah.org/issues/Spring Bear Hunt and ontario.ca/page/hunting notices and updates. The MNRF News when we return.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They proved themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your MNRF News. Be bear wise as warm weather arrives. Ontario OPP remind people to be safe as bears come out of hibernation. Ontario and the Ontario Provincial Police are reminding people to take simple precautions this spring to prevent attracting black bears as they come out of hibernation. The potential for human-bear conflict increases when there is little natural food available for bears. If this happens, black bears will search for other food sources such as garbage and bird feed.
which can draw bears to populated areas. Follow these instructions to minimize the chances of attracting bears. Store garbage in waste containers with tight-fitting lids. Put out garbage only on the morning of pickup. Put away bird feeders. Seed, suet, and nectar attract bears. Pick fruits and berries as they ripen. Do not let them rot on the ground. Clean outdoor barbecue grills after each use, including the grease trap underneath. Bears will be drawn by smells from great distances, including grease and food residue on grills. Keep dogs on leash. Sometimes bears will follow off-leash dogs back to you. If a bear is posing an immediate threat to public safety by exhibiting threatening or aggressive behavior, call 911 or your local police. The police may request the support of the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry to respond to emergency situations on a case-by-case basis. For non-emergencies, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry operates the toll-free 24/7 Bear Reporting Line, 1-866-514-2327, and the BearWise website to provide the public with information on advice. For non-emergencies, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry operates the toll-free 24/7 Bear Reporting Line, 1-866-514-2327, and the BearWise website to provide the public with information and advice. $3,500 in fines for illegal deer hunt. On February 17, 2016, an Ajax resident was fined a total of $3,500 for illegal deer hunting. He pleaded guilty and was fined $1,500 for hunting white-tailed deer without a license, $1,000 for trespassing for the purpose of hunting, and $1,000 for using an illegal firearm to hunt deer. The court heard that on November 13, 2015, conservation officers responded to a complaint from the Toronto Regional Conservation Authority. Following an investigation, it was determined that a man was trespassing on the Glen Happy Conservation Area on November 9th when he shot and killed a white-tailed deer. He did not have a license and used a centerfire rifle during the bows-only season. Justice of the Peace Margot McLeod heard the case in the Ontario Court of Justice, Brampton, Ontario, on February 2nd, 2016. For further information on hunting regulations, please consult the Ontario Hunting Regulations Summary, available at ontario.ca/hunting. To report a natural resources violation, call the MNRF Tips Line at 1-877-847-7667, toll-free, anytime, or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-8477. Trout season is now open in Ontario, but make sure to check the regulations for exceptions before you head out. And if you get to your spot early, and I do mean early, like sun up, you will have a better chance for success. Monday, April 25th marks the opening of the spring wild turkey season. If you haven't got your wild turkey license yet, you still have time to order a home learning DVD at ofah.org/wild turkey. If you are a wild turkey hunter, the OFAH wants to hear from you. The survey is not associated with any proposed changes to turkey hunting or management in Ontario. We are taking this opportunity to check in with Ontario's turkey hunters to better understand their current perspectives and satisfaction with the hunting and wild turkey management. This input is important in helping the OFAH represent the interests of Ontario's wild turkey hunters moving forward. If you are a wild turkey hunter, please take a moment to fill out the survey at www.ofah.org/wild turkey/get involved and share the link with other wild turkey hunters. There are far more hunting and fishing opportunities now in Ontario than there ever has been. Fishing for perch, crappie and trout, hunting for wild turkey and black bear, to name a few. Those opportunities are the product of hard work and advocacy by people like you. Help us to keep our hunting and fishing rights and opportunities by joining the OFAH. Go to ofah.org or give us a call at 705-748-6324. Until then, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.